Do not buy new construction. I repeat, do not.
This is how they're building your new builds.
Perfect.
It's exactly how I wanted it.
Hopefully this pressure is good enough because this is block and this is all they're gonna get.
So we're using plastic or something to support the water heater flue.
I mean, the city inspected it. You know what I mean? Like, they did a great job. Don't worry about a home inspection on brand new construction, you know?
This is a new construction home. The buyers have already closed and they've been told all of this has been fixed. They paid $600,000 for this house. The builder is D.R. Horton. They've been the number one home builder in America since 2002. Now, they may be number one, but that's number one by volume, definitely not number one by quality.
My life in a day in a D.R. Horton new build home. From the beginning, we've always had problems with the garage door. Now it's completely broken. I can't even move it because if I do, it'll fall apart. My floors, it's not even real wood. There's bubbles. Do you see the bubbles? Like, it's just awful, you guys. And this is not even a cheap home.
You definitely want to get your shit inspected before they foam it up like this. Because guess what? You ain't going to be able to see nothing now. You ain't going to be able to see nothing but that gap. And the gaps they leave that they don't foam. Yeah. I'd say that's a good indicator of how this is going to look.
I'm on another D.R. Horton inspection, 11-month builder warranty inspection. And I'm in the attic and the gas smell is terrible. Look at this.
Don't you hate it when you show up to do your inspection and the entire neighborhood burns down?
Check this out. The furnace is leaking water. Can you see that?
I don't know if you can see. Those are orangey kind of spores and just mold and water damage in our garage. And this is the drywall that was removed from that section. That doesn't look too healthy, does it?
This is one of the many reasons I cannot stand my D.R. Horton home. It's about to fall off too.
One in every seven new homes built in the U.S. comes from D.R. Horton, ranging from starter homes to luxury. They operate in 37 states and pulled in $34 billion in revenue in 2025 alone. So when I say they are everywhere, they are everywhere.
Let's see what just over $2 million can get you for a new construction home here in Kirkland, Washington. This type of home plants the seed that will bloom into memories to come. And just off the primary bedroom awaits a spa-like bathroom.
$2 million for this, it looks like a tiny home. And they're calling this a backyard. I don't know what you would even do with this strip of yard. And look at the power lines in the back. I guess that comes standard in million-dollar homes. For over $2 million, you can wake up every morning, look out your window, and wave directly to your neighbor. He's right about one thing. D.R. Horton homes definitely create memories, just not happy ones. If this is their luxury line, imagine their starter homes. The national average to build a new single-family home is 9.1 months. D.R. Horton does it in as little as 2 months. They are slapping these things together like a Big Mac from McDonald's. They are quite literally the fast food of home building. Now, I'm not a structural engineer, I'm a software engineer, but I don't think anyone needs an engineering degree to look at this and know something is very wrong.
Look, D.R. Horton is building their next house. It's about the same quality. Good job, D.R. Horton. All you gotta do is give it a little tap, tap, tap-a-roo. There we go.
D.R. Horton receives a lot of backlash on social media, and they addressed this in their SEC filing. Negative publicity can be disseminated rapidly through digital platforms. Customers often act on such information without further investigation and without regard to its accuracy. Without regard to its accuracy. Are they really telling us not to believe what we see with our own eyes? If these homeowners were showing perfectly built homes, no one would care. And they don't just acknowledge the social media backlash. They also acknowledge the quality, or lack thereof. Our subcontractors occasionally do not meet adequate quality standards in the construction of our homes. In my opinion, this is D.R. Horton recognizing poor quality, yet they continue to hire cheap subcontractors. This is a company that compensated their CEO over $25 million last year. If they wanted quality subcontractors, they could afford it.
Water rushing down in through our yard, under our house, from the construction next door because they did something to channel the water flow out onto the street. And now it's coming into our yard.
This is what happens when D.R. Horton moves in next door.
There are numerous homeowners complaining about the quality of the paint, and then I stumbled across this comment. I contacted them about the paint getting dirty and if they could help with that. The lady told us that the walls are just primer and that they purposefully do that to leave it paint ready and that our sales rep should have told us that. Remember, these homes are not cheap. They're selling multi-million dollar homes, and they now account for one in every seven new homes built. So inevitably, when repairs need to be made, we get to see what the builders leave behind. Water bottles, Coke cans, beer bottles stuffed inside the walls of someone's brand new home. These aren't workers who take pride in their craft, but then again, why would they? They're paid as little as possible to build as fast as possible, and apparently they cope by drinking on the job. Now, you might be watching this and thinking, well, that's what the warranty is for. And you would think so, because one of D.R. Horton's biggest selling points is their 10-year warranty. So let's actually read it. The first thing you will notice, the majority of their coverage falls under the 1-year section. Yet, the 1-year coverage isn't what they advertise on social media. There are 12 pages for the 1-year coverage section, and for the 10-year portion, there's only this one single entry. Now, their warranty is worded in a way where it makes it sound as if the home buyer is protected until you read the additional comments. Under the 1-year roofing section, it reads, "Builder will correct active and current leaks that occur under normal conditions." That sounds reasonable. Let's look at the comment column. "No action required if leak is due to snow or ice buildup, high winds, or driving rains." Snow, ice, driving rains. What exactly would cause a roof to leak other than rain? Sunshine? They've essentially written a clause that says, they'll fix your roof. Unless it's caused by weather, which is the only thing that could cause the roof to leak. Under the 10-year portion, it somehow gets even worse. They claim major structural defects are covered only if it meets all three of their requirements. Requirement 1, the damage has to be to a specific load-bearing component. That component has to have actually failed. And that failure is threatening the physical safety of the people living there. A component that has already failed and is threatening your physical safety. In other words, basically the house has to be falling down around you before they're obligated to do anything. This entire neighborhood is being told their roof isn't covered. The caption reads, "Winds in Texas caused this today. These are 3-year-old houses. Would not recommend D.R. Horton to anyone. The whole neighborhood is this way."
This is what I'm talking about, how amazing D.R. Horton homes are. Like, holy shit. They say that's an act of God. Nah. I think it's bullshit. I think it's complete laziness.
An act of God. What a perfect excuse, because who could predict such an act? And what, you expect them to dip into the millions their CEO is making to fix the roofs? How would he then afford his fourth vacation house? And then you have people claiming that D.R. Horton is ignoring warranty phone calls. In my opinion, they're just waiting for that 1-year coverage to expire.
I have had so many issues with the home, like things that never should have been an issue that they did wrong from the beginning, and they don't want to fix their mess. They will not respond to you. It takes months and months of reaching out for someone to even respond to a text message, an email, a phone call, anything. Not just me that has had these problems. I've talked to other people in the neighborhood, my neighbors. They have had these same issues. I don't understand how this passed inspection. I don't know why the number one builder in America, because they suck.
So it will probably come as no surprise that they're in multiple class action lawsuits, not only for the bad build quality, but also for allegedly misleading people. In Alabama, Louisiana, South Carolina, and Florida, homeowners are suing because they were sold homes marketed as gold fortified, meaning they could withstand a Category 3 hurricane, but these homes did not survive.
They say the septic system in their home and in every house backed up, needing a full septic overhaul within months of moving in. Mulway's roof has buckled 3 times, the first time only 2 months after they moved in, and damaged the inside of their home, coming with a whopping $17,000 price tag. A 166-page inspection report from Knowles noted problems in virtually every single part of the home. Despite the laundry list of problems found by Knowles, a Berkeley County inspector approved the home 1 year earlier, just 1 month before Preston moved in.
D.R. Horton has their own in-house mortgage company called DHI Mortgage. This is how they're able to offer incentives like $6,000 toward closing costs, fixed interest rates, and low down payments. For a lot of first-time home buyers, these incentives is what makes D.R. Horton homes affordable. And that's exactly the point, because allegedly, there's a lot they're not telling these buyers. According to this lawsuit, DHI Mortgage shows buyers a monthly payment based on the property tax assessment of the land before the house is built. When the land is raw, the tax estimate is very cheap. Therefore, the monthly mortgage payments they showed buyers weren't accurate because they left out the property tax estimates. Estimates they are legally obligated to include, so it made the house look far more affordable than it actually was. After closing, D.R. Horton sells the mortgage loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. This triggers a new assessment of the property, which now has a house on it. The taxes go up significantly. In one case, within months of closing, a homeowner's monthly payment went from $1,000 to over $3,000 per month. Corporations today are becoming vertically integrated, meaning it used to be a separate company for various services. They've bought all of the services and now control all of it. D.R. Horton builds the homes, but they also own the title company, the insurance, and the mortgage company. They also own majority share in Forestar, which buys and develops the land that the houses are built on. And then they bought Vidler Waters, so they own the water rights to the land that the houses sit on. They don't just build the homes, they have this entire ecosystem that only they control. And increasingly, the rental market is part of it. Because on top of everything else, D.R. Horton builds apartment complexes and has been quietly building entire subdivisions designed exclusively as rentals. Subdivisions filled with houses that can never be bought. They're building rental communities, making it harder for people to ever save up enough money to become first-time home buyers. On top of the fact that their houses are deteriorating months after purchase, houses that were supposed to be addressing the housing shortage. And yet, they have the audacity to claim that they're helping first-time home buyers.
If you're buying a house, do not let the builder do the inspection. I don't care how nice they seem, how well-intentioned they seem. They are completely biased against actually providing an unbiased inspection. I have a client this week who purchased a house, very large, nearly 4,000 square feet. This thing was not cheap. Builder did their inspection, did not give them the opportunity, or at least informed them they were unaware that they needed to get a separate inspection. And this house is missing just about every bit of insulation, both in the ceiling and in the walls. Means her air conditioner has been working triple time since they put that thing in. They've got moisture problems everywhere. They've got mold problems everywhere. They've got kids that are sick. And all of this came down to one thing. They didn't get their own inspection done.